a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow-restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
And good Saturday morning. Welcome to Sports Talk, driven by LongPineAuto.com. Greg Ray, Tim Miller, and Dylan Sherwood joining us this morning on Sports Talk. We'll be visiting with Emporia State volleyball coach Bing Zhu here in just a moment. And also we'll visit with Don Wiest, assistant athletic director at Emporia State University, charge of media relations. We'll run down last night's kickoff bash and also what else is going on at Emporia State as we are getting close to game time for a number of Emporia State athletic teams. And first off, a welcome to Dylan Sherwood. He's joined the KVOE staff, and he'll become a familiar voice to a lot of people. He'll be the new voice of the Emporia High Spartans beginning this fall, as he'll be starting out the season September the 2nd when the Spartans take on Pittsburgh in their season opener. And that means Tim Miller is kind of phasing himself out of things.
Greg, I am, as far as on-air and semi-retirement. Let's just call it that. So, yeah.
Well, welcome, good. Dylan.
Welcome, Dylan.
Thanks, Greg. Tim, glad to be aboard. It's been a fun first couple of weeks, and looking forward to kicking it into high gear here in the next couple of weeks.
You know, in fact, Emporia High, all the fall sports get underway on Monday, as does across the state of Kansas. Is every fall sport can start preparing officially for their upcoming seasons. And Dylan will keep us in up to date on all the Emporia High athletic teams throughout the year. And it'll be fun. Hopefully it'll be a good season for Emporia High. And I think a lot of teams are expecting some high expectations for their upcoming seasons. But first off this morning, we're going to welcome in Emporia State volleyball coach Bing Zhu. His team has been practicing for about 2 weeks now, and a young team that also has some experience. And first off, Coach Bing, good morning and welcome to Sports Talk.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you for having me here.
Joins us on the Sutherland Studio Line. This Sutherland's free in-store pickup, available on thousands of items when you buy online. And first off, let's get your overall impression. How have the first 2 weeks of practice gone for your girls?
It is very impressive. You know, we have a kind of young team of half returners, and I'm very impressive for all of them. And they came in shape. And we push them pretty hard. They all, you know, I'm so proud of them and how hard they work and how hard they work together, too. And really, really great chemistry team so far. And they push themselves, each other, in the weight room and on the volleyball court. And just, I can even see the improvement, especially for freshmen. And the freshmen we have, all four freshmen we have, we know them pretty well, and they're around here, not far from home, and just fit in very well. And also, I think it has to do a lot with our returners. And they really, really welcome them and help them out and make them feel comfortable. And I'm very impressed with this group so far.
Let's start with your returners. As I'm looking at your roster, Shelby Ebert's back as a senior.
Yep.
Riley Burnsketter's back as a senior.
Yep.
Dorian LeBron, a graduate student's back, and Oriana Clements is a returning senior. And
yep.
those four players, those are going to be your foundation for this year. Just talk about those four players and what they mean to your program.
You know, they're all leaders. You know, Oriana is an all-team captain, more like an all-going, leading the team. And Shelby Ebert and she's also here a long time. All 4 years, she's the on-court leader, leading by actions. Dory, you know, she's kind of a really mature player, and the last couple of years helped team a lot. She's kind of quiet, but same thing, she lead by actions, and people treat her more like a big sister, and she lead a different role. Riley, center, quarterback, and run the show, and step up for the game. And that's her last year. She, you know, we had an individual talk, and she wanted to make something happen this year, and push herself, and also help leading the team, leading the new players. And I really, you know, proud of them, and really appreciate our leadership so far. All four of them, really. Sometimes they get together, talk to each other, how to make a team and work together better, and what do we need as a team, you know. So I like what they're doing so far.
Well, as I look back at last season, there were a lot of growing pains that this team went through, and there were times where you're wondering if they were taking positive steps, and there were other times where you could really see the positive steps being taken. One of the areas we talked about last year where you really needed to find some help was somebody who could be a scorer for you, somebody who could put the ball down on the other side of the net. And do you feel like you fulfilled that particular spot?
Yes, we have some of the junior college transfers. They bring a lot of playing experience for our team right now. And the big part is the first wave, and they still try to adjust, you know, adjust the coaching style, adjust the team culture, teach the team dynamic. But so far they're doing great. Yeah, like you said, the last several years, you know, we didn't really score enough to win game. That's just a part of volleyball. We play great defense, we keep ball alive, but eventually someone has to put the ball away to score. Not just the volleyball. You have to score by yourself in order for you to have a good result. And we had a team meeting, we talked about that, and all players were on the same page, and we said, hey, we gotta still keep doing that, keep our life, and that's our first goal. And the second step, better the ball. You know, no matter what, not everybody's perfect, so we have to better the second ball. I put a ball somewhere, front row or back row, so hitters can jump, attack that ball. You know, if a ball's good, they can attack aggressively. If a ball's not good enough, don't make an error. Cut and force there, attack smartly. So we have to attack, no matter what. And so right now, all players, we're on the same page. You know, on a daily basis, when we practice, I constantly remind them, hey, attack. You have the jump and do something. You know, either put the ball away or play smart and make the other side play a little harder. Yeah, slowly, gradually, we're building this mindset to them, and they adapt very well so far.
We're visiting with Emporia State Volleyball Coach Bing Zhu here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. And before we talk about your freshman, let's talk about the other players who are coming back. Who are maybe a couple of the other players who you're hoping or have maybe taken that next step of saying that they want to be a part of that starting six?
You know, we have a return. We have a Megan Stratton. She's not a flashy player, but she gets job done. We really need her to be on the court. Last year we started her. However, she had couple injuries in the second half of the season. She just really didn't play. Otherwise, the result would be different. I can see that. And Anthony working really hard, and we try to find her role and to help her team. And, you know, that's just our return to squad. And we're trying to develop our freshmen and also our transfers, and so they can help us better.
Well, let's talk about your four freshmen that you're bringing in. One of them happens to be your daughter, Grace Zhu, a freshman from Emporia High, and her teammate, Riley Peak, also a part of that Emporia High volleyball team last year, having a great run, making it to the state tournament. And how have Grace and Riley, how have they done in their transition?
Very good, very good. You know, Grace graduated the semester early, so she knows team very well already. She trained with us in the spring season, and played the weight really hard. And also, she played a couple tournaments with the team, so she knows this level. And she grew up watching our conference, or our watch Florida State, and she loved to be a part of it. But she still needed to get a little bit stronger. She's kind of late bloomer, but she's getting there. I'm glad she played for Florida State and local team. And it's also good to have a couple local players on your team. Riley, strong girl. Really tough girl, strong mind, and tough mind, and not afraid of working hard in the weight room and on the volleyball court. Really coachable. And right now, try to tell her correct something here or there. She just reacts right away. Great kid. Love to have him. I'm sure they'll improve a lot because for coachable kids, they just accept everything you tell them. And from there, they just do it right away. You can see improvement day by day. I'd love to have them on the team.
And then also a couple of other freshmen. One of them, Abby Peak from Lebo, Kansas, where she had a tremendous high school career.
Yeah. Abby Peak, her mom's a beautiful volleyball coach over there, and she has a great fundamental and bring and to help out help her high school team. Also, right now she's a backcourt player for us, a defense specialist, a libero, and we just help her to adapt like a college level, because college game more faster, the hitters more powerful, and same thing. She great coachable team, and not afraid of learning new things, and she's doing very well. She's doing very well. In the class, we have a new assistant. She was a defense specialist. So she's really a loyal does. She really, really helped that part of the game and also helped our defense player. I've been doing great so far.
And then Cadence, is it Dobley from? Dobley from Burlington also.
Burlington, yeah. Great kid and really athletic. She's not a tall player, but she's fast. She's fast, and she gets there every time. She's a middle hitter. That's what we need for middle hitter. You have to be there for your center every single time, no matter what. And so far, she's doing it, and I'm really happy. And she's a really athletic and also smart player. You can see she really fit our style well. The ball's good. She have the power, swing the ball. The ball's not good enough. She's smart and put balls some great spot and make the other side play harder. I'm really happy for the freshman group. So easy to work with and so coachable, and love to have them be a part of our program.
Let's see. You open up the season, August, in what, 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, yeah. 25th. Yeah, we're going to travel to St. Louis and University of Missouri St. Louis and to play four teams over there. All D2 schools. And last year, I checked their records. We're all top teams in the nation. It's good to have a better competition and ready for a conference our first 2 weeks. You got to see some better teams. Because our conference is brutal. It's really tough. Doesn't matter who you play in this conference. Just like everyday competition is so high and competitive. And we have to be prepared.
Well, Coach Bing, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today. Have a great practice today. good luck throughout the season, and we look forward to seeing your Lady Hornets on the floor.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and hopefully we'll do better this year. Thanks for having me.
That's Bing Zhu, head volleyball coach at Emporia State University, joining us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Again, the Lady Hornets 2 weeks away from getting their season underway, and looking forward to an improved season for Coach Bing Zhu. Four freshmen, all from the local area, and hopefully they'll be able to add to what Coach already has. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We are driven by LongmineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The Division I Women's Basketball Committee approved a new format this past week for the 2022-2023 postseason tournament. For the first time, two sites will each play host to two regional rounds of action. That means an action-packed weekend of games for fans lucky enough to be on hand, with each regional site hosting Sweet 16 games on March 24th and March 25th. Elite Eight action follows at those same two sites March 26th and 27th. In 2023, the two regional hosting sites will be Greenville, South Carolina, and Seattle, Washington. The new format will be used through at least 2027, with a review of its performance coming in 2025. Tickets for next year's regionals in Greenville and Seattle are available now at ncaatickets.com. Coming up, how the next women's Final Four will be extra big in Big D on This Week in the NCAA.
DQ presents... how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then, feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now, smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ, happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements. DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ, happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongmineAuto.com. Greg Ray, Tim Miller, along with Dylan Sherwood, joining us here on this Saturday morning. We'll be joined by Don Wiest here in just a few moments as... he'll give us a rundown of what happened last night at the kickoff bash. Nice night last night at Webb Lecture Hall or Webb Hall in the Memorial Union. A lot of Hornet faithful there, and I think everybody had a good time and raised some good money for Emporia State Athletics, $73,000 from both a silent and live auction. Didn't have as many items up for sale as they've had in the past, but they still did a nice job of raising some money that will go towards scholarships and helping pay and support Emporia State Athletics. But a couple other things going on today. First off, Kansas City Chiefs play their first preseason game today, taking on the Chicago Bears. Coach Reed said on Thursday that every quarterback, the four quarterbacks, each one will get a quarter. So Patrick Mahomes will get the first quarter, and then they'll go on down the line and just see how all the quarterbacks, and basically it's first teamers get the first quarter, second teamers get the second quarter, third teamers get the third quarter. But I'm sure there's going to be times where they'll intermix some of those, and depending on if they see what they want to see from some players, they might only get a couple plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously the time of year where you have a pretty good idea where the better part of your roster is going to come from and who's going to make the team, and now you're just trying to figure out who may be possibly making your roster, you know, that last maybe four, five, six guys, and that's what these games are for. I know there are some who aren't a big fan of preseason NFL football, but, you know, it's their evaluation process. And And, you know, it's going to be an interesting season for the Chiefs, some new faces, a few new faces offensively, but that's what's going to make it great. And, of course, when you have number 15 still there, I think you're in pretty good shape.
I don't know if anybody's seen a lot of the stuff that's come from training camp, but behind the back passes.
And pretty special guy, no question.
And, you know, some of that stuff he does it just to show off to the fans so they could have something to talk about because he knows he can do it. But, you know, a lot of it is, you know, in helping him prepare for the upcoming season to make plays that other quarterbacks just can't make.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's a little different level. I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there, obviously, and they all do it a different way. But he has a little more of a flair, let's say. But, you know, there's been some guys that have really looked great in camp, other rookies. Sky Moore, the wide receiver. I mean, he's made some nice plays and has looked very good. And, of course, as they look for someone to replace Tyreek Hill, I don't think they're going to – they're going to miss a beat. I mean, despite the fact that one of your best playmakers is gone, they have other guys who will be able to step in.
The thing that Tyreek Hill did, he had the ability to stretch the field in a hurry. And, you know, Mecole Hardman could probably fit into that mold. But there's going to be other players and other plays that people can make, help make a difference. It may not be the same style, but it's still going to be an offense that can score.
Oh, no question. Like I said, you know, when you have Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, I mean, those are still guys who are going to make really big plays. Great offensive line. So I'm not expecting anything different than a high-powered offense.
Then, you know, I'm just expecting Juju Smith-Schuster to do some things, Valdez Scandling. They've all played, in this league, and, you know, they want to be a part of Chiefs Kingdom and try to keep the winning tradition going for the Chiefs.
And you've seen in some of the highlights from training camp, those players have made some big plays. Mecole Hardman's made some plays. Sky Moore offensively. The running back group have heard a lot of good things. But, Coach Reed in Thursday's comments talked about the defense and how he's really been excited about that because that's where even more younger players are a part of it. In fact, there are a couple of rookies who are on the – as far as the depth chart was concerned – Trent McDuffie being one of them that was listed as a number one going into today's game.
Well, and they obviously put a lot of draft capital into the defense. And ultimately, you know, we all know that usually that's the side of the ball that will dictate how far you really truly go. But, yeah, I mean, and they're going to be young, but it's really good young talent. And so I think the defense will be a little better. It may take them a little while to gel. Again, because of youth, but man, they got a lot more athletic and a lot more quicker. And I'm just looking forward to the season to get rolling. Let's get past those three preseason games and actually get into the regular season.
Now, if the speed and athleticism that the Chiefs have defensively now, because there was a lot of times last year where the Chiefs got burned on the big play, that's one thing that the Chiefs defense needs to not do anymore is give up the big play.
Well, hopefully they've got a few more speed guys that can cover those, and for some of them, just another year in the defense makes a world of difference. But noon today, the Chiefs take on the Chicago Bears. Hopefully it doesn't get too hot in Chicago.
And they're used to it, I guess, by now with the way the weather's been for training camp.
Yeah, and I'll give the Chiefs credit, and you know, it's the same way with Garen Higgins at Emporia State. They'll do their practice in the morning when it's supposedly the coolest part of the day, and they've been able to get their practices done before noon, before the heat of the day really sets in, because most of the time you won't be playing your games in the heat of the day, and they've done a really good job of managing that particular aspect of it. But the Chiefs play today, and then Sunday and Monday are supposed to be kind of hot days, but then hopefully the heat will break a little bit and allow those teams to get their practices in. Of course, you know there's going to be maybe a couple more days where temperatures might hit 100 degrees. And for the high schools, then that becomes a key issue of how they manage that.
Because Emporia High has already changed their practice on Monday to 5:30 in the morning. So that's going to be interesting to see how those guys are going to be ready to go on Monday morning, because they were going to practice at, I think, 3 o'clock originally, but they changed it to 5:30 in the morning. And, I mean, school doesn't start until Wednesday, and then jump start for the freshmen and new students to each of their buildings. So Keaton Tuttle's got some adjustments, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do some morning stuff, at least during this first week.
The only thing I'm glad is that none of the area teams, or especially Emporia High, has decided not to go up midnight with their first practice.
Yeah.
I can remember a couple years where they said, hey, we're going to practice at midnight because that's the first time we can practice, and part of it may have been to beat the heat. The other part is, hey, it's the first day we can practice, so we're going to practice at midnight. I'm glad nobody's doing that as we continue here on Saturday morning. Go ahead, pull up a microphone. Don Wiest, Emporia State's Assistant Athletic Director in charge of media relations, and he's been a busy guy the last 2 weeks.
It's only been a week, Greg. I heard you talking about 2 weeks. We're starting day five today, so
yeah,
feels like true. 2 weeks.
It
but feels, still,
yeah, it does feel like 2 weeks. But football today, practice number five. Then they'll get tomorrow off. The other sports, soccer had a scrimmage yesterday. Volleyball will go this morning. I know they have a scrimmage coming up this next week as they prepare for the upcoming season. Soccer still has a scrimmage, I think, on Tuesday with
Monday
Butler.
Night, yep.
Against Butler County, so they still have some things to work on. But are you wondering which direction do I go next?
Oh, I know which direction. I'm just not sure how I'll get there, but, you know, I know where to go. It's kind of fun. And this is what it's all about. I mean, you look back, you know, and we're probably still going to do this for a few years, but I could go back. I would much rather be spread thin all over the place here than what we were doing a couple of years ago when we were trying to figure out what are we doing. And we weren't doing anything, and we were, you know, making, you know, virtual games and replaying old games. I'll take this every time. Let's get out there. Let's do it. Just a lot of excitement going around with everything. And I think that, like you said, it's the way the NCAA has done some things, it's made it a little bit easier, actually. We look back and when, you know, Coach Kramer was here and we'd do two-a-days, and Coach Matt Sackas, I think, did three-a-days. Now we got one practice a day. It's in the morning, and that's it. Then you go through. Now, that's not all the players do. That's not all the coaches do. They have some other stuff. But as far as, you know, my part of it, get there in the morning, get some video, do some interviews, and we're ready to go the next stuff in the afternoon.
And, of course, volleyball's also underway and soccer underway. And
those are ones, for some reason, they can still go two-a-days. I don't quite understand that, but stay.
And then, of course, cross-country will start once school starts.
They start this Wednesday. Yeah, they will actually start on Wednesday. We'll have that schedule out for that stuff and get that going. Now, they'll go at, they're going to be like Emporia High, apparently, and go at, you know, 5:36 in the morning. I heard that one, Dylan. I was a little bit worried there. I don't know if I could get up in time to get my kids there at 5:30, but hey.
But last night, the kickoff bash held at Memorial Union in the Webb Hall, and what a nice night last night.
Oh, it was fantastic. We kind of rebranded that whole thing. You know, it used to be just kind of the athletic auction, and then we've kind of just looked around at kind of the things we're doing and wanted to turn it more into just a party, a kickoff party type thing, and it was a great atmosphere. I mean, we turned, you know, first off, the auction part, fantastic. Emporia people in the community and the Emporia State Hornet Nation, they all come together for that, raised a lot of money on that. You look at it, we probably had half the items that we normally do in an auction, and that was kind of intentional. You know, I mean, we're looking at doing that, looking to have more of a party atmosphere so the auction wouldn't take up as much time, and still raise almost the same amount of money as we did in auctions in the past. So that part was great, and then when that was over, we kind of turned Web Hall into Club Web. Had a little party there with the Howl to Go, presented by Michelin. It was great. They were still in there. They finally had to shut them down at about 11 o'clock last night. The Memorial Union staff was wanting to kick everybody out. So, but it was a fun time. Had a lot of people in there, a lot of people we hadn't seen in a long time. A lot of people, you know, old and new. It was great seeing, you know, Kent Weiser was there last night and got involved in the bidding a little bit. So Kent's still going to be on the sideline for something here this year. Bought a Everything But the Pain experience with the football team. So just a wonderful, fantastic night last night.
And of course, all that fun, all those funds go towards Emporia State Athletics, which it always has, scholarships and helping support the funding. And it's always the fun thing about those things are is just reconnecting with fellow Hornet fans.
Yeah, Hornet fans and the student athletes. That's one of the cool things about doing it when we do it now. You know, for traditionally that had always been in May, kind of around Labor Day and. Or excuse me, Memorial Day, and it had been after most of our students were gone. I mean, you know, school's over in the middle of May, and you know everybody's off doing their stuff in the summer. So we had a bunch of student athletes there last night that were able to interact, even though some of them, of course, were you know still in training camp. But you know they could be there, they could interact with people, they could enjoy it. I know that when we started the old dueling pianos out there, I know there were a few track and field athletes that were having a whole lot of fun there in the background. So, it, you know, it was great. And they get to interact, and that's what you're doing it for. I mean, you know, people ask, why do you do this? And it's you have that opportunity to interact and, you know, maybe have an impact on a young person's life. And that's what you're doing this for. This is why we ask for those funds. It allows them to come here and compete for Emporia State, earn an education at Emporia State, and just move on with their lives. And I think it's just it's a great thing about college athletics.
And for Emporia State University as a whole and athletics, two new leaders involved. Ken Hush is a new president. He's a former Emporia State student athlete. David Spafford, the new athletic director at Emporia State, and he's bringing some he's getting his feet wet. He's trying to get a lay of the land, but I know in talking with him, he has some ideas that he feels like could be beneficial for Emporia State.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's some great things going on. I think what we're doing now is it's a change in philosophy a little bit and more that Emporia State, and not just athletics, but they're investing in a lot of our different programs across campus. And there's kind of evaluations going on everything. And, you know, we're beneficial to athletics in this case. And it's been fantastic. And there's a lot more energy involved in it, I think, right now than we've had in a while. President Hush went and he talked to the football team. Every year during training camp, Coach Higgins has the president of the university come in and talk to the team. And I've sat through a lot of those things. I sat through the one this week. And I'll tell you what, his talk was on a much more personal level, was able to talk to our student athletes as someone who'd undergone that experience and understands what they have to go through to represent Emporia State. And it was really refreshing. A lot of the student athletes afterwards talked about that and mentioned it. Some of the coaches that have been around, you know, Danny Goodman and Mike Laporto that have sat through those both as a player and a coach, and they just mentioned how, you know, that was kind of like a real talk. And I think that kind of energy and enthusiasm, kind of it's infectious and it goes throughout the entire university.
Well, as we've mentioned, the fall sports about ready to get underway. I know season tickets are on sale and football season tickets, even volleyball and soccer season tickets are also on sale. And if people want to get their tickets in advance, now's the time to do it.
Now is the time to do it. Go to ESU tickets or ESUHornets.com and click on the ticket link up at the top of the banner headline there, and you can get them. We are going all online ticketing this year. You know, the traditional ticket back won't be there. Now you can print off your ticket, so you can have a hard copy of it if you want to. But it all goes through. It's called Hometown Ticketing. It's through an app. You get them on your phone. You can show them there. Or, like I say, if you don't have it on the smartphone, you can always get them on a computer and print them off somewhere. And if you really need help and you can't do that, I'm sure we can figure out a way to get those printed for you too. But it's a really convenient app. Allows you to show that when you get in the gate. It'll be fantastic. Like I say, tickets are on sale now. Along with that, we're also selling some tickets to what's called Live at the Hive. and the VIP experience. That's our tailgate area. You know, one for a while it was known as the watering hole, and we've kind of moved it around a little bit. And this will be in the lot next to Visser Hall. And it's going to be some fun stuff. I know KVOE is partnering with us on some entertainment and stuff. It's going to be kind of like last night. You know, we had some music played. We're going to have a band, I think, every night or every afternoon there for that. And it should be a fantastic time. We are changing parking a little bit on game day. We're going to go to permit parking on Morse Drive right in front of Welch Stadium. So, you know, you're not going to be able to just pull in. And, well, first off, let's remember, you could never on a football Saturday just pull in and find a parking spot right there right before the game. That was never going to happen. But now what we're doing is kind of making sure that there's some people, if they want to, you know, pay a little bit extra, they can come in there. They can have a spot reserved in there so they don't have to walk all the way up the hill. You know, we say all the way up the hill. You look at it, the main parking lot down by the ESU pitch, walking from there into Welch Stadium is probably like walking from the outer rim of Arrowhead. You know, I mean, it's about the same distance. So, but we're going to do that. That'll be a little bit of a change. You won't be able to drive through in front of the stadium maybe like you have in the past. But a lot of things we're looking at and doing things, especially that first game against Northeastern State on September 1st. I know we're, you know, Doug Bierkus mentioned the other day, you know, we're partnering with Dynamic Discs. They'll be our game sponsor for that game with the Worlds coming in at that time. Going to be an exciting time, I think, here in Emporia.
Yeah, I think that Thursday is the first day of the the actual play of the Worlds going on in Emporia. So that's going to be a huge weekend.
You know, I was just thinking about that on my way over here. You know, you used to think that August was kind of the dog days and there wasn't a lot of stuff going on, but there's something going on every weekend this year, it seems like, something special. So,
yeah, with the PDGA Pro Disc Golf Association World Championships taking place in Emporia, wrapping up on September 2nd, I think, or 3rd, September 3rd, that Saturday, because they'll go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's always a fun time and see all those the world's best disc golfers coming into Emporia.
And they'll get an opportunity to see some of the best Division II football in America, too, on that Thursday, because I know there's going to be some deals with that to get them in there, too. So hopefully it'll just be a huge crowd. And way to turn out and show just how big and how there's something for a little bit of everybody in Emporia, Kansas.
And it's a Thursday night for ESU football, so the students are still going to be around, and hopefully they'll have Welch Stadium packed. And even though the MIAA coaches and the media had Emporia State picked in the middle, I had them picked a little higher, and hopefully the fans will come out and help cheer on the Hornets.
Well, Greg, you and I have talked about that. When you look at the MIAA, really from 3 to 10 – you could have put all of those teams in there together, thrown them in a hat, and pulled them out in any order, and it wouldn't have been that far off. I mean, that's just how competitive it is. And sometimes I think we get locked up into this. You look at it, there are going to be ties in the standings because we're all going to beat up on each other to a certain extent. So, you know, you say, oh, someone's got to be sixth. They don't take into account ties in the preseason poll. Nobody does that. So I think, you know, being seventh could be just the same as being third. And I was really kind of hoping we were going to be picked seventh, because every time we've been picked seventh, it seems like we go to the playoffs. So,
well, six isn't a bad place.
Maybe we can go a little bit farther in the playoffs with sixth.
There, but then again, we always have to remember there are some really good teams in the MIAA. And they are feeling the same way the Hornets are right now.
Yeah, yep. Although they don't have 10 of 11 starters back on offense, but I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, we need to get another break in. Let's take our second break. We'll be back with more on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongmontAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
Follow the progress of the Emporia State Hornet football team during training camp reports.
with Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Well, air reports Monday through Friday, now through August 26th. Tune in at 4:30 in the afternoon. Hear from the head coach himself about how practices are going, what position battles may be looming, and prospects for the upcoming season. The Emporia State football training camp reports brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back. Saturday morning sports talk driven by LongmineAuto.com. Greg Ray, Tim Miller, and Dylan Sherwood, along with Don Wiest, joining us here as we close out this morning's show. And, you know, we've talked about football, but, you know, that's not the only team that's has high expectations. That Emporia State soccer team MIAA poll comes out yesterday, number two in the preseason poll, one first place vote. So we know who Central Missouri voted for, and we know who everybody else voted for because Central Missouri got that other first place vote. But much like a lot of the sports in the MIAA, there are some teams that are really good, and Emporia State soccer team will be one of those teams that's going to be really good this fall.
They should be very, very good. I know Coach Seiler's talked a lot about, oh, all the stuff we've lost. We lost all these players. Oh, we lost this. And that's true. We lost, six starters, eight players total, I believe it was. But the thing is, we brought back probably the best defender in the MIAA coming back and one of the top from last year. Probably the best midfielder in the MIAA, and then definitely, I think, the best forward in the MIAA and one of the best forwards in the country. So that's three pretty good ones to start off going up the middle, and he had a great recruiting class. And again, you look at that poll, you know, it's kind of interesting. Last year, we were picked second as well going into the season, but it was second to Central Oklahoma. And we actually had, I think, three or four first-place votes going into that year because we had a really good COVID year. The spring season was really good to us. This year we come in, you know, Central Missouri seems to be an overwhelming favorite. But as I recall, we beat Central Missouri 4-3 at our place, and we beat them 1-0 in the MIAA championship game. So we're 2-0 against those guys. So, you know, hey, I don't know how you can get that much of a separation. But, again, polls are polls. You have to slot someone somewhere, so that's how it works out.
And as you mentioned, it does boil down to getting the job done on the pitch during the regular season. And, you know, it's if I'm Coach Sather, hey, yeah, go ahead, put me back a little bit. You know, take the pressure off of me. But regardless, Emporia State's going to have the bullseye on.
Yeah, I think we will have a bullseye on it. And we've done that for the last 4 or 5 years when you really look at it. I mean, we've been to two of the last three NCAA tournaments that have been played, really developed this program into something special. You know, not saying we're going to go 19-3-1 every year. That's kind of hard to say. But, you know, Coach Seiler's got us in a good place right now. And really, like I said, some really good players. And the fun thing about this is, you know, I mentioned the three positions that I said. It's Joni Westcoat, Hannah Woolery, and Mackenzie DeMarco. All three of those are going to be in their fourth year at Emporia State. They're all probably going to graduate this year. But because of COVID, they all get to come back next year as well. So this may be a good year, you know, but next year should be a really exciting year. And they're a fun brand of soccer. You look at it last year, you know, they could win games 4-3. They could win games 1-0. They had a lot of different styles. Now, right now, I think Coach Seiler's a little worried. He thinks it's probably going to be a little bit more of those 3-2, 4-3 type wins early on in the season. And they do have one of the most challenging seasons they've ever faced. Every opponent they have in the offseason had a winning record last year. And the MIAA is getting stronger in soccer. More teams are investing in that sport. You look at it, for the longest time, it was Central Missouri, Central Oklahoma, and then before that, Truman. Those were the only teams that had ever won an MIAA championship or tournament championship until Emporia State broke through last year. Put four teams in the NCAA tournament last year. Emporia State, one of those, we were able to host. Things are just elevating, and again, that's what we say about the MIAA. It's always there. We're always bringing their A game and everything they do, and it's just difficult. And that's why things like last night's auction and, you know, being able to raise some money helps us out.
Well, we're running almost out of time, but we can go as long as we want to.
I was going to say, I didn't know that was ever a problem on this show.
Typically, time is not an issue, Don.
But last night at the auction, one of the items was join the Lady Hornets when they make for basketball. I'm talking for basketball now. When they go down to play Oklahoma, do we have any other basketball trips that might be coming up for either of the two teams?
Not really. Not at this time. I don't think so. You know, they're still kind of looking through some stuff. There was a change in Division I, especially on the men's side, in how you do those exhibitions and what they want to use with them. So that's changed the opportunity. It used to be they could play two or three of those things in the preseason, but that's kind of changed now, and teams are opting more for those super secret scrimmages. We had one of those last year here, actually, where Oklahoma State and Missouri came and did a super secret scrimmage in White Auditorium. I hope it's long enough that I can talk about it, but they're doing those more now, so it's a little bit more difficult to get those exhibition games. And the fact that, you know, Fort Hayes went out and, you know, beat K-State in a regular season game, you know, it makes it harder now for you know, people to want to play the good Division II teams, and especially on the men's side, where Emporia State went 20-9 last year. I mean, that's just difficult. People don't want to get beat by a good D2 team,
or risk that chance of getting beat by a D2 team. And, you know, it was always been fun to be able to go to KU or to K-State or Wichita State, or, you know, with Coach David Moe out to Gonzaga down to Texas A&M, and with last year with the Lady Hornets going over to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So, you know, those type of trips are always fun. But the women are going to Oklahoma early part of November, so we know that trip is on the line.
That one's there. Yep, that's it for sure. And there's going to be a lot of road trips early. That's the scary thing. And there's been some, you know, conflict with White Auditorium on being able to get games in when we need to. So it's going to be a while before we get to see the Lady Hornets at home.
And I know the men are going to Weatherford, Oklahoma for their their non-conference
crossover, the regional crossover.
So Emporia State's got to be hosting that one of these years.
You know, we've done it, but again, you've got to think, that's also the place where we play volleyball. That's also, I mean, there's just a lot of things that go into that, and I mean, it would be great to, but you got to be able to get into the auditorium. That's the first thing.
Well, for all those who haven't purchased their season tickets again, let's go ahead and let people know how can they get their season tickets.
Re-racket. Here we go. We're going to be at esuhornets.com. There's a black bar across the top of the page. Look for the place that says tickets. It'll take you right to our ticket page. You have an option of purchasing season tickets. You can purchase single game tickets. You can purchase your VIP experience, Live at the Hive VIP experience, presented by Busch Light. Let me get all that stuff in there. You can also get your parking passes in there. But that's it. ESUHornets.com. Go to tickets. You can purchase them right there.
Simple, easy. And if you have questions,
give us a call.
Yes. Make sure it's
but call Brett. Don't call me. Call Brett McLaughlin. He's the guy in charge of tickets.
Because if you call Don, he'll just forward your call.
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, Don, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And again, thanks to all the ESU Hornet family or Hornet Nation for showing up last night for the kickoff bash over almost around,
75,000, almost $75,000 raised on that. With, again, it was half the items and twice the fun.
So, thanks for showing out and supporting Emporia State Athletics. Without Hornet Nation's support, ESU Athletics does not enjoy the success that it does.
Mm-hmm.
And hope to have a lot of success during the 22-23 athletic and academics year at Emporia State. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us on this Saturday morning. Again, don't forget Kansas City Chiefs football over on Country 101.7 FM this afternoon as the Chiefs take on the Chicago Bears. Kickoff at noon. Pregame coverage starts at 11. And then tonight the Royals continue their series with the Dodgers at the K. The first pitch set for 6:10, coverage starting at 5:30 here on KVOE. Thanks, Don Weiss. Thanks to Bing Zhu for joining us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. For Tim Miller and for Dylan Sherwood, I'm Greg Ray. This has been Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We've been driven by LongbineAuto.com.
KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245B.